Chapter 4. When the group got back to camp, they sat down for lunch. "The hotel made some sandwiches for us," said Professor Miller as he handed some paper lunch bags to the students. "Don't get too excited, though." Dean opened his lunch bag and looked inside. He moaned.
"Egg sandwich."
"And an apple and some water," said Ed as he opened his own bag and reached inside. The students were disappointed. Professor Miller laughed.
"What did you find today, then?" Professor Miller asked his students.
"Lots of small shark's teeth," said Liz. The group all nodded and smiled. They had all found lots of shark's teeth, too.
"Rashid and I only found teeth, too," said Professor Miller.
After lunch, they started to put up their tents. It wasn't easy to fix the tents into the sand. Ed found a few heavy rocks which kept the tent pegs in place. Soon, they had built a campfire with dried twigs and bushes that they found close by. The group sat around the fire and warmed themselves with the crackling flames. They were all tired, and, as it grew darker, the temperature began to fall in the desert. It was getting late.
"Did any of you leave your flags to return to look at larger bones?" asked Rashid.
The students all shook their heads.
"Tomorrow we will go further into the desert to dig," said Professor Miller. "We should find different fossils there."
"Time for dinner, then," said Rashid. "We will boil some water and make some soup. I have some packets of soup with me, and I brought some bread to share."
The students were hungry now. Ed heated the saucepan, and when it was boiling, Dean added the soup powder. When it was ready, they filled their metal mugs with the steaming hot soup. It tasted very good after a hard day of work. They all hungrily ate the Moroccan bread with it. As they ate, Professor Miller and Rashid took it in turns to talk. They talked about their previous fossil finds in the desert.
"We were digging here 3 years ago when we found the bones of a large creature," said Professor Miller. "It looked like a huge crocodile, although the crocodiles that lived that long ago were twice the size of the crocodiles we have today."
"It was a very exciting find," said Professor Miller. "We contacted the museum here. They looked at the bones and confirmed that it was a large crocodile dinosaur. It was an important discovery, too. It showed that these crocodiles had lived much longer than paleontologists had previously thought."
"Wow, that's a great story," said Ed. "I hope I find something as interesting tomorrow."
"You never know what you will find," said Rashid. "Don't be disappointed if you don't find anything this time, though. You can always return to the Sahara and keep digging."
"What did you do with the crocodile bones that you found?" said Liz.
"The bones went to the museum to help scientists get more information about these dinosaurs," said Professor Miller.
"You can take a few small bones or teeth back with you to study, but if you find anything interesting, you must leave it here in Morocco."
Androv yawned. "Digging in the desert really makes you feel tired."
"Yes, I'm feeling cold too," said Liz. "I want to warm up in my sleeping bag."
"Yes, indeed," said Professor Miller. "Time to get some sleep."
Everyone got up, ready to go to bed.
"Good night," said Ed. "See you in the morning."
"What time must we get up in the morning?"
"Breakfast will be at 7 a.m., said Professor Miller. "I hope everyone likes boiled eggs and fruit."
"I can't wait," laughed Dean.
Rashid put out the campfire, and the group went inside their tents. Liz, Dean, and Ed were sharing a tent.
"Have you set the alarm on your watch, Ed?" said Liz.
"Yes," he replied.
"I have set it for 6 a.m. Is that okay?"
"Perfect,"
said Liz, as she closed the curtain between her and the boys. Good night. Sleep well.
Same to you, said Ed.
Watch out for scorpions in your sleeping bag.
Stop it, said Liz. I will have nightmares if you talk about scorpions.
Only joking, said Ed.
Although I would love to see a scorpion.
Just not in your sleeping bag, laughed Dean.